Hi, Taylor.
Hi, good morning.
Are you responsible for this snow?
I'm not, no.
It's
I wish I
green,
could
I
do
tell
something
you
about
that.
it, though.
Well, recently, the mayor released a press release talking about the city's efforts and trying to be more green, and you're pretty pleased with the results.
Yeah, this afternoon the mayor is going to be talking in more detail about what we've accomplished in these past few years and giving an update on the amount of greenhouse gas emissions we've saved, the amount of material we've recycled, and some of the other things that we've been doing with our business and school partners.
Well, this is the kickoff to Earth Week 2011. Why is it so important to succeed at being more green?
Well, it's essential to our economic health, our physical health, and it's an essential part of creating a strong community. So it's something that we've learned we all have to come together to do and to achieve, and that's why we've been working so hard to reach out to the schools and businesses and neighborhood groups.
Well, as you mentioned, the mayor will report on the environmental savings from various measures, as well as projected future savings, which is really a good thing in this tough economic time for the budget challenges that the city faces. Why don't you give us some of the highlights the mayor's going to talk about?
Sure. Well, like I said, the biggest announcement is going to be the amount of greenhouse gas emissions that we've saved. He's also going to be talking about the role that businesses have played in this effort and the other things we've done, like our efforts to reduce energy use, the total number of kilowatt hours we've saved, and our efforts to reduce water use.
Well, for instance, what you're talking about, Taylor, is by the end of the first full year of single stream recycling, nearly 30,000 trees, 13 million gallons of water, and 816,000 gallons of gasoline would have been saved. This is a tremendous amount. How do you get employees to buy into this?
Well, it's actually quite easy. I mean, I think it's something that all of us want to do, we know we need to do, and it's really just a matter of giving people a way to do that. And that's why the Go Green initiative has been so successful. We've been able to connect employees and community residents with the tools that they need to do these things.
Taylor, how can residents become more involved and be more green?
There's a number of ways. There's simple things that you can do in your home. There's simple things you can do, in your commute to work and at the office. The starting point that we direct a lot of folks to is the Go Green Personal Pledge, and it lists five simple things that they can be doing: switching the light bulbs in your home to CFLs, using reusable bags or reusable bottles instead of disposable options, joining a recycling program, and finding alternative transportation options.
And if folks want more information about the details of this, where do they go?
They can go to our website, gogreengolansing.com, and they can also find the Go Green Initiative on Facebook.
All right, Taylor Hines is the director for the Greater Lansing Go Green Initiative. Good stuff, Taylor. Thank you so much.
Thank you.